Today's parak in Tanakh is Yehoshua Yud Beit. Now that we've come to the point where our Shaktami Milchama, which were the closing words that we had in the previous parak, and it's now time for us to look back and to see the entire nature of the kivush that has taken place so far, not only by Yehoshua, but as we've seen all along, what we've been learning about is the continuum of Moshe through Yehoshua. And now, instead of looking simply at the territories, we want to make a sikum in terms of the actual milachim, the malchei haaretz, that both Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua together have been kovesh. And we know, as the Medrash points out, that it's absurd for us to think that these small places included the chashivas of full malchuyot that were called malchei haaretz, unless what we're watching here is the chashivut of Eretz Yisrael in the eyes of all the world, so that people who were kings here were actually representations of malchiot that were all over the world, and that any malchut, as the Medrash puts it, that didn't have themselves a city in Eretz Yisrael, as we spoke about earlier with the story of the Aderet Shinar, that obviously came from Shinar in Ai, so too did all of the malchiot have representations here, and therefore we list the chashivut of the malchut instead of simply the territory. Now the first part of our discussion, all the way through Pasuk Vav, is a discussion of the area that Moshe Rabbeinu had been kovesh, which of course was to the in the east of the Jordan River, Ever Yarden Mizracha. And then we have the list of the 31 Malachim of Eretz Canaan, and then we're going to go through about the area. What was the area that Yehoshua had actually been kovesh in the direction that he took over? So let us begin with Ela Malchi Aretz Asheriku B'nei Yisrael VaYeshua Tatzam Be'Iver HaYarden Mizracha HaShamesh. The following are the kings that B'nei Yisrael destroyed and took over their lands on the side of the Jordan River to the east, in the direction of the sun's rising. Minachal Arnon Ad Har Hermon V'chol Ha'arava Mizracha. Let us first take a look at the map, and I've started giving, along with the shir, a map that you can download. But just to get a general sense of what we're talking about here is the entire area that goes along from the middle point of the Yam HaMelech. You'll notice that there's a river that goes in right smack bang in the middle of the Yam HaMelech, and that's going to be the Simen of the Gvul. In the middle of that area is the Yabok River on top, the Arnon, that was the river on the bottom that goes in to the Yam HaMelech. And then we have basically all of the Yarden River. To the right, you'll notice that there is, if you look at the topography of the map, to the right of the Yarden River, just as there is to the left, there's an Emek, the Emek HaYarden, and there are mountain areas that begin going up. That mountain area is called the Ramot. The name of the Ramot is Ramot Gilad. Later on, we have Ramot HaGolan, that we call today the Ramot HaGolan, closer to the Kinneret. And this continues to go up to the Hermon and beyond as well. And so this was the area that we're going to discuss. The area that, if you take a look at the entire area, we have on top, we have the Yam HaKinneret, the Chatzor, and the large mountains, which is the Chamona area, going up towards Damascus. Hashtarot is right about the area that is at the top of the Yam HaKinneret, but of course it's all the way to the right of your map, because that will be the area which is east of the Yarden. And so there we have Ramot Gilad, we have Chavot Ya'ir, we have the area of the Argov, the Bashan, and this is what we're going to discuss today. And in the middle of all of this, you'll notice that there is an unclear boundary, which is the boundary of Ammon, around the town of Rabat B'nei Ammon, similar to the Amman of Jordan today. So Rabat B'nei Ammon, remember, was never taken over by Sichon, by Og, and that area we were not allowed to capture, and that sort of juts in to the middle of our map, and therefore we need to take into consideration in the Gvulot that are going to be given right now, which part, really, of the Gilad was the one that we were able to take. Because part of it, that area around the Yabok, about halfway up between the Arnon River, the border of Moab, which was to the south, and that, of course, we also weren't allowed to take, that's to the south of the Arnon, and it takes up about half of the Yam HaMelech downwards to the south, we couldn't touch, and the area to the east, which is Amon, that juts into the Gilad, that too we weren't able to take. And that accounts for a bit of confusion in the Psukim that we're about to discuss. So that area, that whole Mizrach, that whole eastern part of the Arava, the lands underneath, which was the flatlands, there Sichon Melech HaAmori, who was Yoshev B'Cheshbon, he made his capital, the city of Cheshbon, he was the one who was Moshel Mi'aro'er Shel Sfat Nachal Arnon, from Aroer, and there's still a simonim today of Aroer, because there is a place called, by the Arabs, Ar-Ir, and apparently that is the ruins of the original great city of Aroer, which is by the border of the Nachal Arnon, midway, as I say, the Nachal that cuts right into the middle part of the Yam HaMelech, running east-west. V'tocha Nachal, including also the area of the valley of that Nachal, v'chatzi HaGilad, it includes half of the Gilad, because remember, as we said, the other half of the Gilad, which is the mountainous area above that Arava area, that belonged to Amon, and we weren't able to take that. Ve'ad Yaboka Nachal Gvul B'nei Amon, so that he was only able to have an area, Sichon, and we were only able to take from him, up to Gvul B'nei Amon, which is the area of Yad Yabok. Ve'ha'arava, but down at the bottom, the Arava land, that went all the way up to the Yama Kinneret, Mizracha. Ve'ad Yama Arava, Yama Melach, Mizracha, Derech Beit HaYeshimot. So that entire area, which is the Emek HaYarden, and to the south, Miteman, Tachat Ashtot HaPiska, and so that entire area, these were very, very sharp hills that went down very dramatically, and that's called the Ashtot, particularly when they have water in them. But over here, these were the areas that go down to the Yam HaMelech, and they actually go down on both sides from the mountains of Yehuda. There is a very dramatic descent into the Yam HaMelech, and the same thing is true from what is known as Hari Moav on the other side, what we call the Eshad and the Nechalim. So that entire area, that is included in the land that we call Eretz Sichon, which Moshe Rabbeinu captured. And then there was also the Gvul Og, Melech HaBashan. He too was Mietar Rifaim. He was Yoshev Ba'ashtarot, all the way up, as I mentioned, in the northern area, Ubedrei, Umoshel Bahar Hermon, he was the one who ruled over the Har Hermon area, Ubesalcho, Bechol Bashan, Ad Gvula Gishuriva Ma'achati, all the way up, the Bashan goes up above the Kinneret to the Hermon, continuing upwards towards the area of Damesek, Chatzia Gilad, Gvul Sichon Melech Heshbon, and he had the other half above the Gilad, which was the area that was Sichon, and so they sort of split the western half of the Gilad, which of course was on the eastern side of the Yam of the Yarden. Those areas, Moshe Eved Adonai, together with all of Bnei Yisrael, Hikum, and you should not think that that was a war only of the Ruveni, the Agadi, and the Chatzi Shevi Menashe. Actually, all of Bnei Yisrael fought these wars, and that's what makes them the national wars of entry Eretz Yisrael. That is definitive in terms of wars that can give Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael, as the Rishonim bring out. If it isn't Al-Pi Bezdin or Melech or Kol Yisrael fighting, then even if we capture territory, it doesn't get a din, really, of Eretz Yisrael. And that area of Eitna Moshe Eved Adonai Yerusha, Ruveni v'Lagadi v'Lachatzi Shevet HaMenashe. That area was given by Moshe to them with the famous Na'im, the conditions of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein, that they would have to go and fight as the shock troops of the rest of Klal Yisrael. Ve'ele Malchei Ha'aretz. So those were the two Malachim in Chutz La'aretz. And these are the Malchei Ha'aretz. Asher Hikah Yehoshua uvnei Yisrael be'ever HaYarden Yama. On the other hand, to the western side of the Yarden, that was all the Malachim that were destroyed by Yehoshua, together with all of Bnei Yisrael. And that went all the way from Be'algat, Be'bikat HaLevanon, as we've discussed before. And that went down to Ad HaHar HaChalak HaOleh Se'ira, as we also explained before. And this, by the way, seems to be very clearly a remez in Hein Esav Achi Ish Seir, Va'anochi Ish Chalak. That contrast of Chalak v'Seir cannot be a coincidental one when we're talking about the area that belongs to Seir and belongs to Yaakov Avinu, of course. Va'itna Yoshua l'shiftei Yisrael Yerusha kemachlokotan. All of that would be given as a Yerusha. Of course, the detail of how this was done and so on, all of this comes later. So that area that was to be given to them, that was Baharu Bashvelau Baaravao Bashedotu Vamidbaru Vanegev Achiti Heemori Vaknani Haprizi Achivi Vahayavusi. So now this is just a very, very general statement. We're never given actual, very clear geographical descriptions of where each of the Lamed Aleph Melachim were. As a matter, instead, we just mean overall Eretz Yisrael. We had the area of the Har and the Shvelah, the Arava, which is the area of Bikat HaYarden, which is the what we call the Har, and this would be from the east, Ba'ashedot, and those, as we discussed a moment ago, with a very, very sharp chasm-like sudden Yeridot that one can see as one travels along Bikat HaYarden, stunningly beautiful, very, very sharply defined. Bamidbar, of course, Bamidbar doesn't mean literally a desert. Bamidbar means wilderness, areas where you don't have actual Yishuv, but places where animals can graze. Umanegev, and then we have the entire southern area. All of these nations there, perhaps not having very clear separate boundaries, perhaps themselves having internal sign warfare, so that we can't really define a specific Yerusha to each one of these umays. And now we go through all of the Malachim, perhaps in order of the Kibush, rather than an order of geography. Melech Yericho Echad. Why do we say one? Because, as we mentioned earlier, there were, as the Medrash says, actually 62 Gedolei HaMalchus that had been at that great party that Avram Avinu had made for the day in which Nigmal, his son Yitzhak, all of them fell to Yoshua. But one was the vice king, or the viceroy, or whatever the highest beneath the king was called in those days. And therefore, we stress that here we only are talking about the Melech himself. We're not including in the list another. That's how the Medrash explains the word Echad in each one of these cities. Not that only one was taken, but that we're only listing Chashivut of Echad. Because as I mentioned, what we're looking at here is the Chashivut of the Malchus. This is why we always refer to this war as the war of the Lamed Aleph Melachim. And this is always, this was the Tain of Moshe Rabbeinu. Perhaps neged Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Haskeach, but not to be Machnisam Le'eretz neged Shloshim Ve'achad Melachim, which Lamaise is troublesome. I mean, after all, each one of these was just a little city-state. How in the world could you compare that to the massive civilization of Mitzrayim? Unless, indeed, as the Medrash says, each one of these Melechs was representative of an entire Malchus that was outside of the actual boundaries of Eretz Yisrael itself. So Melech Yericho, Echad. Melech Ha'ai, which we spoke of before, Mitzad Beit El, Echad. Melech Yerushalayim, Echad. Melech Hebron, Echad. Melech Yarmut, Echad. Melech Lachish, Echad. Melech Eglon, Echad. Melech Gezer, Echad. Melech Devir, Echad. Melech Geder, Echad. Now what's interesting is that now we're getting into the names of places, such as Geder, that we never saw before. And in fact, there's no mention of it anywhere. In other words, what we're listing over here are some of the campaigns that we never ever read the details of. Some of them, for instance, Melech Chorma Echad. Some of that we're only going to find out about later on in Shoftim. And it appears that we don't even consider, actually, the kibush to have been completed, because the Kananim actually returned to some of these places, as we can see later on from Shoftim. Now, if, Lamaisa, we explain that this is the same Chorma that was there in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, then it's possible that Yoshua had to go back to Chorma to capture it. This is the Ramban says that it could be that even though Chorma was called Hashem Acherem B'mei Moshe, it could be that after when they crossed the Yarden, what happened was that some of them went back. And it could be that indeed the Chorma needed to be recaptured. And indeed, as the Ebenezer says, that Chorma is on the east. But anyway, The details apparently are not important. What's important is the Malchut. So Melech Harma echad, Melech Arad echad, Melech Livna echad, Melech Adulam echad, Melech Makeda echad, Melech Beit El echad. Now these towns, of course, were captured, as we learned before in the 10th Perek, in the Great Southern War, the Milchemet HaDarom. But Adulam, it doesn't say anything. We know about Adulam from still, we saw about Adulam, we saw about Yehuda with Adulam, we're going to see about David with Adulam, but here there's no mention specifically of a war of Adulam. Melech Makida Echad, Melech Beit El Echad, Melech Tapuach Echad, again, we're not given information about that war. Melech Hefer Echad, Melech Afek Echad, Melech Lasharon Echad. Not clear what this is referring to. First of all, is that the name or is it La Sharon? Because Sharon comes from the word Shriya, which means it's a very damp area. So maybe the Melech of that area to Sharon instead of the name of the place being La Sharon. It's simply not clear. Melech Madon Echad, Melech Hatzor Echad, Melech Shimron Miron Echad, Melech Achshaf Echad. Now these later cities, these are the ones that were mentioned in the Northern War, after the great attack when everybody gathered to attack Bnei Yisrael. Melech Ta'anach Echad, Melech Megiddo Echad. Melech Kedesh Echad, Melech Yokta'am LaKarmel Echad. Melech Dor LeNafat Dor Echad. Melech Goyim LeGilgal Echad. It's difficult to know precisely what we're referring to with Melech Kedesh, because as we know, Kedesh is it shows up very often, different Kedeshes. There's the Kedesh in the Galilees, Kedesh Yisachar, there's the Kedesh by Naphtali. And so it isn't absolutely clear which Kedesh we're referring to. The Yokna'am over here seems to be the Yokna'am that we're aware of as part of the Nachla of Zevulun, which we now, the city of Nachla'el, of Yokna'am rather. But because of the fact that we don't know how exactly the wars took place, because it wasn't given, it's difficult to be certain of the geographic place as well. Apparently, Melech Yokna'am actually was king over the Carmel as well, which is the area, indeed, that is still today called the Carmel. And the road from Yokna'am to the Carmel, of course, puts it together as one very choshev area. Melech Goyim La Gilgal. Gilgal is also a kind of place which is often found, the name Gilgal, in kind of different places. It's hard to know which particular Gilgal this one is referring to. Melech Tirza Echad. Together, Kol Melechim Shloshim Echad. And so we've included, basically, 17 cities that the details of the war were defined before. And now we all of a sudden hear about another 14 cities that we knew nothing about and have been included in those difficult and painful years of the Yamim Rabim that the Torah doesn't find it necessary to be mechadesh the details of. This entire parak is meant to be a sort of song that brings the end. It's because of that that the Maser is mechayev to write it, actually, ariach agabe ariach, leveina agabe leveina, the way that we write Shira, because it is a song of the Kivush of Eretz Yisrael, concluding this entire part of the Sheva Shekavshu, the beginning now, the Sheva, 7 years of Yerusha, of giving out the Nachalah.